AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The same scene, perhaps busier, looking into Gaza tonight. Explosions and flashes of light. Israel's military says troops have encircled Gaza City, engaged in heavy fighting with Hamas militants. The Palestinian death toll now more than 9,000. Meanwhile, more Americans with dual citizenship have left the Gaza Strip as the nation's top diplomat heads to the Middle East. Saka Magani has more.
President Biden calls it good news.
We got out today 74 American folks.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby hopes that leads to more departures by the hundreds of U.S. citizens trapped in Gaza.
At a similar pace, if not better.
The departures come as Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads again to the Middle East amid a shift in public opinion about the war. There's widespread global criticism over Israel's massive military response in Gaza, which many believe is fueling a spike in violence against both Jews and Muslims. Blinken will again stress U.S. support for Israel and call for it to minimize harm to Palestinian civilians.
We will be talking about concrete steps,
while also pushing for more humanitarian aid to flow into Gaza. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate's bypassed holds by Republican Tommy Tuberville and confirmed two senior military leaders, including the first female Joint Chief, Admiral Lisa Franchetti, to lead the Navy. The federal judge overseeing the 2020 election interference case against Donald Trump has set rules on research into potential jury members. They'll be brought to the courthouse in Washington on February 9th to fill out a questionnaire to help narrow the pool. The trial is set to begin March 4th. In Trump's New York business fraud trial, Eric Trump, like his brother Don Jr., testified he was never involved with or aware of financial statements state lawyers say fraudulently puffed up the ex-president's wealth. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street roared higher, adding to its rally from the day before on hopes that the Federal Reserve may finally be done with its market-rattling hikes to interest rates. The S&P 500 jumped 1.9% Thursday. The Dow added 564 points. That's about 1.7%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.8%. Stocks around the world also leaped after the Federal Reserve late Wednesday hinted that a recent jump in Treasury yields may be acting like a rate hike substitute. The 10-year Treasury yield fell further on Thursday, releasing some pressure that had built up on Wall Street. Reports on the U.S. economy are also offering hope that momentum may be building to pull down on inflation. Starbucks jumped 9.5% after reporting stronger profit and revenue for its latest quarter than Wall Street had forecast. The big coffee chain benefited from customers buying more and paying higher prices. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.